Hello, Pastor Deborah here again, and welcome to another wonderful spiritual teaching video for you. And you take notes and listen. This is the Spiritual Babylon series from the Kingdom of Darkness. We've been studying about the Kingdom of Darkness here on Earth and in the hearts of humanity, and how it began as Spiritual Babylon. I know many of you have been watching because I check my analytics to see how many times it's being viewed. And you're doing good. You're learning and growing and maturing in knowledge and truth. We're picking up here in Spiritual Babylon, the Kingdom of Darkness, episode number 11. We're working through a book I wrote, sort of as an extension to the Kingdom of Darkness. I like to know the beginnings of things. I'm a history student. I study ancient history. I read, I watch videos, I watch movies, I read lots and lots of books. I study. I hope you do the same thing, because that is the only way that you are going to learn how to walk out of the darkness you might be in. Step onto a road and walk into the light of truth and knowledge. Because you know, some people say one thing and they call it truth, but it could be a lie. Could be darkness, and you have to find out for yourself. But you have to first become a truth seeker. Mine started when I loved to read true stories about movie stars. My parents, in my other life, they always read non-true stories, but I was one who wanted to know truth. I read biographies. I even read Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler. I wanted to study. I wanted to know truth. We used to have some encyclopedias that most of you may not have. They were called Britannica encyclopedias. They would be mailed to our house once a month or something. And I would read through them. I would read through the dictionary. I needed to understand words and knowledge, which I didn't have. So first you have to become a truth seeker. You want to know the truth about things. And don't get upset if people've lied to you. Sometimes they do it on purpose because they have another purpose behind the lies. Sometimes they do it out of ignorance or confusion themselves. Sometimes it comes from just culture, tradition, marketplace, businesses, governments, friends, family, music, art, and so many other places. But don't get mad at them. They're in the dark too. So here in this episode, number 11, we have been working through how Spiritual Babylon came to be on the planet. Yeah, Earth, where we all live. Babylon came from the name Babel, which means confusion of languages. If you remember, in the last episode, we had been talking about that God that created all things, now not in the condition that it's in now. He didn't create this mess that we have, that came out from somebody else's heart and mind called Satan, the spiritual adversary of God, when his heart got lifted up in pride and arrogance and became greedy and lustful for the things that did not belong to him because they belonged to God, but he wanted them. Well, he got kicked down to the earth as lightning, and we have to deal with him. But he can be dealt with successfully if you know him and you know what works against him. So here in episode number 11, we've been working through how the God himself will come down. He came down and visited Abraham on the plains and told him he was going to go to Sodom and Gomorrah and deal with them. The people had been gotten too evil and wicked. And Abraham had a chance to plead with him for the saving of the people. And he got down to, if there was only 10 righteous people in Babylon, not Babylon, I'm sorry, in Sodom and Gomorrah, that God would not destroy it. Well, the angels went to Sodom and Gomorrah and couldn't find 10 righteous people. Found a few, which was Abraham's cousin named Lot and his wife and their two daughters. That's not 10. So Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. But we learned that just God can come down in sort of human form. He can come down and just walk among us. He can come down in spirit form. He can just listen. So here in Spiritual Babylon, in number 10, we had learned that God had come down. That he could come down. And he could talk and see what you're doing. He could be in your house right now. He could be in your car. And you don't even know it. He could be watching. He could watch your unsaid words. He can see into your dreams. He can see what you do behind AI. He can see what you do in the darkness of chat rooms. He can see what you do when you think nobody else is watching. Don't you ever think that anything you do or say is not known by him. Because it is. And not only known by him, but by others who he wants to expose you to. Yeah, I'm one of those. He'll tell me what you're doing. He'll show me. He's even taken me to satanic meetings. That's right, in the spirit. And I have watched what happens behind closed doors, so to speak, at board meetings. That's right, I've been there. And so have many others. So here in this episode, number 11, we're learning more about how the confusion of language came to humanity. Remember, we were all on the land, the plains of Shinar, under the king named Nimrod, his wife named Samaras, and their son Tammuz. We were all one, but we weren't supposed to be. We were supposed to spread out over all the land like the animals did after we came out of the ark with Noah. But humanity was afraid of the lions and tigers and bears and wild animals, so they all stayed together. That was not God's plan. So God came down to hear what these people were doing down there, watching them build this Tower of Babel, this big, tall thing where they were going to worship Nimrod, and they were going to call him God, because he was powerful. Because at this time, they had lost all connection to God, the great I Am and the Creator, and they were a mess. So here we're going to pick up how the confusion of languages came from God himself, which was the beginning of many different nations, cultures, traditions, and people. And now the people started spreading out over all the earth as they were supposed to, but they didn't. So let's pick up right where we left off in this book, Spiritual Babylon. We are going to go to a scripture reference out of the book, the King James Authorized Bible that I use. I use it because there's no commentaries from any denomination, nothing, just scripture references. When I want to know what a word means, I have to use the Strong's Concordance or a Webster's Dictionary. I've always used that. Sometimes I'll just look up one word and I'll study that one word for a long time. Because sometimes that's where you need to begin. With just one word. So we're going back to the beginning. And the beginning in the Bible, which just means book, is Genesis. That's what the word Genesis means, the beginnings. I had to go back slowly and read that. Because you have to know the beginnings of things so you can slowly work your way up to today. That's right. But we lost all that, and we thank Moses, who God talked to, and Moses wrote this down. Now, God loves if you are literate and can write and read, but it's okay if you don't, because God can speak to you in special ways, in dreams and visions. He can talk to you through flowers. I've had roses talk to me, and you know who it's talking? God. I've heard both the enemy talk to me when I'm minding my own business. It's once you get going, things will happen, and you have to be careful. I got a great story about confusing who's talking to you, mixing up, because most of us want to hear from a God, but the other side, the kingdom of darkness, can talk, and they will talk to us, and we'll think it's the righteous God. And he wants us to believe that it is the righteous God. And I have a story called The Garden Hose. You'll have to read it or watch the video when I make it. Excellent, excellent. All right, let's pick up in Genesis 11, 1 through 9. We'll see how far we can get today in your teaching. Take notes. Genesis 1 through 9. And we're picking up in verse number 6. And the Lord said, now remember, this is Moses writing about what happened. Moses didn't see this. This was eons before Moses was even born. And the Lord said, now this means the Lord is talking to himself, which you probably do yourself. He says, behold, the people is one. This was sort of God's goal, but he wanted them spread out throughout the earth. After the flood came, that didn't happen. This was Satan's goal, but the Lord did not want humanity to be one without his Holy Spirit, without his knowledge, and his kingdom of heaven. God loves variety. That's why he loves cultures, different cultures, different traditions, different species of animals and birds and plants. He's a God of variety. He wanted humanity after the flood to go about this whole planet and develop, but have him as one God, the kingdom of heaven as their home government, their homeland. They were sort of like colonists in a foreign land sent out a long time ago. But what happened? Humanity forgot all that, really didn't know it. And they became one under Nimrod in the kingdom of darkness. And they had begun to build a kingdom that God wanted in the natural, but what God really wanted, it was to be built in their spirit, because God wanted his spiritual kingdom to come through humanity so the natural world could see it and have its expression brought to it. But instead, through confusion and darkness and ignorance, humanity began building God's plan, but with Satan as the God. And that was Satan's plan, that he wanted to overthrow and take over the whole kingdom of heaven in the realm of the spirit, the second realm, and the third realm, which he couldn't do, because that was God's. Because Satan used to be Lucifer, the son of the morning, the offspring of the first age. He was always an archangel, or was a powerful being, that he had one-third of all the angels and creatures under him. He was a servant, never a son, never a part of the family of God. He was just a creation that was to serve this being called humanity, both in heaven, or paradise, you might call it, and on the earth. But that got all twisted because Satan was jealous, and he lusted for the things of God in his heart, and his heart became full of fire and lust and greed and pride and death. And God heard it and cast him down to the earth as lightning, and we got to deal with it. And what happened at this time, humanity in the land of Shinar were all one language. Everybody understood each other. They had just one culture. And because of that, they all could understand each other. They began to build the city and this great tower up to heaven. That's right. So where did towers and tall buildings come from? Babel. What was the purpose? Satan's idea of building a mighty tower up to heaven. And God said to himself, and now because of this, all of humanity of one language, under this sort of demonic king Nimrod, his wife Samaris, and their son Tammuz, nothing would be restrained from them, kept from them. Nothing would be too hard for them to do as one nation, one people, with one language. And they all had one heart. That means one mind. And Nimrod was controlling it, leading them, guiding them. but their heart was darkened, and they had a dead spiritual relationship to this God who had originally created them, and they were now considered Satan's offspring, Satan's children and people, made in his image and after his likeness, his very nature, Satan's, that through having this one language and being one, they were able to build cities and this tower, to reach high up into heaven, which they have imagined to do. But this was not God's plan for humanity. When he originally created everything, God wanted them to spread out over all the earth and be diversified, sort of like nature, the different trees, different plants, animals, birds. But he wanted them to speak different languages, have different cultures, different traditions, different dress. They were going to look different. Remember, all of humanity came from Noah's three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. That's right. So let's take a listen a little bit more, and then we'll be finished with today's lesson. Humanity was to spread out over the whole earth that had just been cleared of all this flood due to humanity and nature's evil, wicked behaviors and stuff. And that's another whole teaching. And not to stop and become one and build cities, a kingdom with towers. They weren't to do that. And we're going to go in the next episode to Acts 17:26, which is the New Testament of this Bible. And it's going to tell us why they were to be scattered abroad and why the Lord did what he did. But right now, we just want to get this background in us about the condition of humanity and that God had come down. So you will be aware of, there's not anything that you're doing, thinking, trying to do on earth that God does not know what you're doing. He has eyes and ears on you all the time. That's right. So here, let's end this episode, number 11, where we're getting ready to see the confusion of languages of humanity from God himself and how the beginning of nations began. All right, I'll pick up in the next episode with you. Talk to you later. You study and learn. Bye-bye.